This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. We begin by praising Allah Rabbul Alameen, the Lord of all worlds, the Exalted, the Majestic, and we ask Him to send His choicest of blessings and salutations upon the final messenger, our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, his family members, his companions, and every single person who embraces the prophetic path, the prophetic teachings, with ikhlas, with sincerity, until the end of time. My dear respected elders, brothers and sisters in Islam, we are in a noble month, a blessed month, the month of Ramadan. Allah has blessed each and every one of us to attain this month. It is indeed a blessing because we can all attest to the fact that last Ramadan, a lot of us existed, a lot of us from our loved ones, from our family, from our friends may have existed, but they have passed away before attaining this Ramadan. But Allah blessed each and every one of us here seated to attain this Ramadan. So we sincerely pray that Allah blesses us all to make the most out of this month of Ramadan, and that He blesses us with long lives, long, healthy and productive lives to attain many more Ramadan in the future. Ameen. So the title for today's sermon is Diet Detox, Healthy Prophetic Eating Habits During the Month of Ramadan. Inshallah ta'ala, we are going to embark on a journey to rediscover the timeless teachings, the timeless wisdom embedded in the dietary habits of Muhammad salawatu rabbi wa salamuhu alayhi. We are navigating through the blessed month of Ramadan, and it is a perfect time to align our eating practices with the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His sunnah is a lighthouse for us, guiding us not only towards spiritual upliftment, but it also guides us towards physical well-being, towards a healthy and holistic lifestyle. So in the few minutes that I have with you all, I want to go into a few important areas from the teachings of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Before I go into these areas, I want to point out something. You see, in today's world, and especially in certain parts of the world, obesity is on the rise. Obesity is on the rise. Now, if it is due to a sickness, to a health issue, then it is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But if we are to be blamed for the obesity, then we are not fulfilling the amana of our bodies. We're not fulfilling the amana when it comes to our health. My dear brothers in Islam, I personally have not come across a single description of a notable companion of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam ever being described with a pot belly. With a pot belly. No. If you look at the description of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, a beautiful description, when you go into the Shama'il of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, his outwardly characteristics, the outwardly description of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, so beautiful. And when it came to his upper body, it was a tapered body, in the sense his chest and his abdomen were tapered. He did not have a protruding belly. A lot of us today, we have protruding bellies, and we are not even motivated to do anything about it. Once, there was a man in the midst of Umar radiallahu anhu.
Umar al-Faruq, Umar ibn al-Khattab, radiyallahu anhu, a wrestler, a warrior, a very strong individual. Now this man had a protruding belly, a protruding belly. Umar radiyallahu anhu looks at the man and he asks him, Ya Rajul, ma hadha? What is this? What is the meaning of this? What is this? Now the man, he taps his belly and he says, Hada barakatum min Allah. This is barakah from Allah. This is barakah from Allah, blessings from Allah. Umar radiallahu anhu looks at the man and he says, La, hada adabum min Allah. This is a punishment from Allah. This is a test from Allah, a torment from Allah. So as you can see, this was the mentality of the Sahaba. Very fit, very able, very lean individuals. Khalid ibn al-Walid radiallahu anhu, another warrior. He, subhanallah, him and many of the Sahaba, they were individuals, archers. They would ride horses. Today, you know, when picturing it, it might seem easy. But for those of you who have actually ridden horses, not the ponies at Golfes, horses, you would know that horses are massive. Ponies are tiny. Ponies are small. Horses, the ones we get in Norelia, you get tall horses. All right. And not only the height, most of the time it is challenging for us to get on top of those horses. Why? We have backaches and this ache and that ache. We need someone to help us to get on top of the horse. And by the way, the horse has a saddle, the horse has stirrups. We put one leg in and then the other and we get on. The Sahaba used to ride bareback. You know how challenging it is to ride a horse bareback. And that too an Arabian horse, subhanallah. We're not talking about any mixed breed here. Arabian, fast steeds, bareback. Some of them could run with the horse and jump onto the horse. Subhanallah. This was the stamina, endurance. And Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam was right at the top in terms of fitness, in terms of endurance, in terms of stamina. So why I'm mentioning all of this is so that it serves as inspiration as to why we are going in. We don't need this because his sunnah is enough. But to inspire us and motivate us, today we have become very sluggish. Very sluggish. Most of us are obese, unhealthy lifestyles. We eat unhealthy. Our dietary habits are unhealthy. No fitness whatsoever in our lives. No movement whatsoever in our lives. Sedentary lifestyles. This must change. And the month of Ramadan, yes, you do have a spiritual side, but you have this side as well. A lot of us, unfortunately, we go into the month of Ramadan on one end and come out the other end, not a few pounds lighter, not a few kilograms lighter, actually many pounds heavier, many kilos heavier. Why? Because of the unhealthy dietary habits during the month of Ramadan. More than it being a month of fasting, it is a month of feasting for many of us. So we need to change our mindset with regards to the month of Ramadan. Go into the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. Look at how he carried himself. Look at how he carried himself with food. Look at what an active lifestyle he led. And let us all change our lives, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam. So number one, because I have only a few minutes, let's start with mindful eating. This is a practice deeply rooted in the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reported to have said that a human being does not fill any container worse than his own stomach. It is sufficient for a human to eat a few mouthfuls to keep his spine straight. But if he must fill it, if you need to eat more than a few mouthfuls, then go with portions. Divide your stomach, one third for food, one third for drink, and one third for air. A lot of us, we are guilty of this. We eat to the extent that we feel that the food is up till here, whilst in reality the food cannot come up till here, but we feel like that. We can't even move, we can't breathe, we just want to collapse into a food coma.
This was not the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Mindful eating, where you are mindful of every morsel, every mouth of food that you put into your mouth. You don't just mindlessly or heedlessly eat your food. And today, subhanallah, science confirms that this practice, when we eat mindfully, we actually give our body time to signal to our brain that we are full. And science as well as medicine tells us today that this can take up to 20 minutes for this signal to travel to the brain. So if you are heedlessly shoving food down, stuffing yourself, the signal takes time for it to go to the brain and then comes back to the stomach to say that you're full. By the time the signal comes, you've gone past one third, two third, and you're almost at the brim of your stomach. But on the other hand, when you mindfully eat, you give your stomach time to process the food, your brain time to process all these signals, and you are given the right signal, the right cue that, oh, you know what, it is enough. And then you stop just there at the right point, at the right time. You do not overeat, you do not overindulge. Mindful eating, thinking of the food, being grateful for the food. This was the practice of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And part of mindful eating is to chew your food thoroughly. A lot of us today, we just gulp the food down, which is a very unhealthy practice. It is from the teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to chew your food thoroughly so that you break it down into smaller particles, making it easier for your body to process and extract the nutrients from that food. Number two, balanced meals. Our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was known for his balanced diet. In his life, we find a beautiful blueprint for what we now regard as a balanced diet. He consumed a healthy variety of foods. He incorporated dates, he incorporated barley, he incorporated honey, he incorporated olive oil, he incorporated milk, which are all superfoods in today's standards, powerhouses of nutrition, subhanallah. At that time, they didn't have processed foods, and even if they did, the Prophet would not have indulged. Very unhealthy, today's processed food industry, fast food. A lot of us, for the sake of convenience, we turn to it, but very unhealthy. Protect yourself, protect the generations after you. Indulging in it once in a while for the sake of convenience may be okay. But for those of us who are indulging in it on a regular basis, it causes a lot of complications within your body. Talk to nutritionists. Don't wait till disease hits you to go to the doctor and now listen to the doctor. Be proactive and take steps before. Avoid processed foods. Avoid sausages, all these processed types of meat. Try to stick to wholesome food. Halal and tayyiba. Halal, yes, you need to look at it being halal and tayyiba as well. That's what's interesting in the ayah. Allah didn't say only eat halal. Halal and tayyiba. Good and wholesome foods. Don't put things that are poisonous into your body. Things that are going to cause you harm. Today, if you look at our diets, heavily carb-based. Heavily carb-based. And on top of that, a lot of processed stuff going into it. You need to be mindful of what you're putting into your body, subhanallah. You are what you eat. Did you get that? You are what you eat. If you're putting in healthy things into your body, then you're going to be healthy. At times we eat processed food, and after eating, we don't feel good. We feel like, oh, why did I even eat this? Why did I stop by this, you know, street food, this joint here, joint there, why did I eat it? But on the other hand, when you eat wholesome food, you feel good. You feel satiated. You feel light. Have you ever felt bad after eating dates? Have you ever felt bad after eating honey? Have you ever felt bad after eating good vegetables? Have you ever felt bad after eating healthy protein, healthy meat? No. But whenever you eat processed food, whenever you eat food with high sugar, you crash, you feel so bad. You don't feel productive. You feel lethargic. You don't feel motivated to do good things. So all these foods that I just mentioned time does not permit, but each one, science clearly highlights the benefits in them, subhanallah. A lot of benefits. And this is what the Prophet ﷺ did. He chose foods that were dense in nutrients, that were healthy. So it is important that we have we incorporate a balanced diet. The next area that I want to quickly focus on is hydration. Today, a lot of us don't hydrate ourselves properly. And this is why you feel zapped. You feel like, you know, you've got this splitting headache. Or we tend to hydrate ourselves again with the wrong things. Some of us are living on energy drinks, a new fad, money-making thing. Very bad for your health. A lot of sugar in it. All these processed drinks, fizzy drinks. You think, oh, the heat, it's so thirsty. For fatur, for iftar, let me just gulp down fizzy drinks. It's bad for your health. Extremely bad for your health. All these energy drinks packed with unhealthy ingredients. You think that, oh, you know what? I'm getting a kick out of it. It's going to help me do this, help me do that. Once in a while, there's a dire need. Maybe you're driving a long distance. You need to stay up. Then maybe a few sips just to keep you going. If there's no other choice, if you can have something like a coffee or a tea, that is better. But if you have no choice, then maybe drinking something like that, a little bit is fine. But some people, you know, I visited, unfortunately, a university, and I was told that some youngsters there, first thing in the morning, as they wake up, no tea, no coffee, they have cans, all these energy drinks. They start drinking energy drinks. Empty stomach, no breakfast, no tea, no coffee, energy drinks. Just imagine what it's going to do to their health, subhanallah. So don't encourage this with the younger generation. I know the older generation has not really fallen prey to this, but the younger generation is falling prey to it. So, oh, fathers in the crowd, be wary, be careful. Look after your children, look after your offspring. They are an amanah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So hydrate yourself with water. Hydrate yourself with natural thirst quenchers. Opt for wholesome fruits like watermelon, king coconut, coconut water, tambili. All these things are healthy. And this is you fulfilling your haqq towards the amana that Allah gave you. This body is an amana. The health is an amana. Do not abuse it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all. And then you have moderation. With that I conclude. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam obviously advised us against extravagance. So don't overindulge. Don't waste food. Some of us, we want our tables to be decked for our eyes to eat, and then we don't eat much. We waste the food. Nobody eats, subhanallah. Some of these quote-unquote functions, quote-unquote iftar functions, so much of food going in vain. Inna Allah la yuhibbul musrifin. Indeed, Allah does not love those who waste. If you waste, you're going to be questioned. The tests of Allah are coming your way. You may think I have enough money, but overnight it can change. Overnight it can change. With the twinkling of an eye, you could lose your wealth. Allah's test can come your way. May Allah protect us all. Allah hates those who waste. So do not waste even a single grain of food. Be intentional with it. If you buy something, be intentional with it. Why am I buying it? Am I going to eat it? Am I going to benefit from it? My children, are they going to eat it? If it's going to go in vain, do not buy it. So be intentional with your food. Be careful with what Allah has given you. It is another blessing. If you have food over your table, it is a blessing. You and I, most of us, we don't even think about the next meal. Why? Because Allah has blessed us with surplus and abundance, where we don't have to worry for months on end. We don't have to worry for at times years on end. Why? We know, you know, I will be able to get meat. I can buy kilos and kilos of rice if I want to. But you should know, in our own country, there are families burdened with the worry of how am I to put food on the table for my children for the next meal. Next meal. They're wondering how to breakfast today. Whereas you and I don't have that worry. Why? Because Allah has blessed us. So don't take that blessing for granted. Don't take that blessing for granted. Fulfill the right of that blessing by using it carefully and intentionally. So I hope that these dietary tips were of benefit. So in conclusion, as we reflect on these teachings, let us embrace this month of Ramadan as an opportunity to transform our dietary habits, to transform our lifestyles. Let us make healthy and active lifestyles. Choose a sport that is halal, that is permissible, and make yourself active. Go work out, lose the fat, go for a walk, go for a swim, go for a run, move. Don't be stationary. If you are stagnant, you're going to become murky and dirty water. Running water is active, pure, full of energy. So get out, my dear brothers. Get out and encourage the younger generation too. They are glued in front of the screens, in front of TVs, and in front of PlayStations. Get them out, make them active. Get them involved in permissible sports. And let us become an active community, just as how the Sahaba were, Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in, just as how Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this month a turning point for all of us. May He make it a catalyst, a step towards a healthier life, spiritually, physically, and mentally. May Allah grant us the strength to implement these practices and make them a lasting habit in this month, the month of Ramadan, and beyond Ramadan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our fasts. May He accept our prayers. May He accept our du'as. And may He help us to follow the beautiful sunnah of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Ameen, ameen, wa akhir da'wayan, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.